Betty，我们现在开始哈。
好的。
那你宣布一下。
你来说吧，开始开场会吧，知道吧？那个，
哦。
您说吧，我就静音了这啊。
哦。
好的，
好。灵性天空直播间现在开始为大家服务。今天我们非常荣幸的请到了我们亲爱的阿叔，给大家来。荣耀，Ramana Dev 的消时光，服务始于聆听。非常感谢阿叔给我们来分享这么美好的消时光。Hare Krishna，
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Today we are celebrating the most auspicious appearance of Sri Vamana Dev。
今天我们来庆祝最为吉祥的 Sri Vamana Dev 的吉祥的显现日。
Do you have the 8th canto with you?
Yeah, I have.
Can you open on the 18th chapter?
Yes.
8th canto, 18th chapter.
Yes. Yes, please wait a moment.
Eight canto, 18 chapter. First, text number one.
Yes. 18.
Are you yes.
Yeah.
Text
verse
one.
Verse number one. Okay.
Yes. Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Itam Virincha Stutta Karma Viryaha.
Itam Virincha Stutta Karma Viryaha.
Pradur Babu Vamrita Buradityam.
Pradur Babu Vamrita Buradityam.
Chatur Bhuja Shankha Gadabja Chakra.
Chatur Bhuja Shankha Gadabja Chakra.
Visangavasa Nalina Yatekshanaha.
Pishangavasi naninaya tekshanaha.
Okay, word for word. Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shuka Deva Goswami 说
Itam
如此
Virincha Stutta Karma Virya.
至尊人格守神，他的力，他的活动和力量，总是为主 Brahma 所颂扬着。
Pradurba Bhuva
变得展示出来。
Amrita Bhu
他的显现永远是没有死亡的。
Adityam
从 Aditi 的子宫中。
Atubhuja
拥有四臂
Shankha Gada Abja Chakra
装饰着海螺、神杵、莲花和神蝶
Vishanga Vasa
穿着黄色的衣服
Nalina Ayata Ikshana
他大大的眼睛就像莲花瓣一样
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada.
You read.
Yes. 译文 Shukadeva Goswami 说主 Brahma 这样赞美至尊主的活动和非凡的能力之后永远不会像普通生物那样受死亡控制的至尊人格守神 便从阿迪提的子宫中显现出来，他的四只手臂分别持，他的四只手分别持有海螺、大头棒、莲花和神蝶做装饰。他穿着黄色的衣衫，他的眼睛恰似盛开的莲花的花瓣。阿叔 ，read the purport.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. 要指这节诗中的显现后永存不朽的人 Amritabhu 一句十分重要。至尊主有时像普通孩子诞生一样显现，但这并不意味着他是出生、死亡或老年控制的对象。人必须十分明智地了解到至尊主众多化身的显现和从事的活动。对此，博迦梵歌第四章第九诗节正是说，谁能了解我显现和活动的超然本质，谁就在离开躯体后到达我永恒的住所，不再投身于这个物质世界。人应该努力了解至尊主的显现和影，至尊主的显现、影迹和活动都是超然的 divine。 至尊主与物质活动毫无关系。了解至尊主显现、影迹和活动的实质的人立刻获得解脱，在放弃现有的这个躯体后不再接受物质躯体，而是被转生到灵性世界去。 Hare Krishna. Yeah, Ashu, finish reading.
Okay, then now we are gonna, you're gonna read the translation again, and then you connect with the translation of text 2, text 3, and text 4. You just read the translations, you don't say text, text, just read one after another to have a flow.
Okay, yes.
1 to 4.
Yes, 伯加圣典伯加瓦坛第八天第十八章一诗节一译文。Shukadeva Goswami 说，主 Brahma 这样赞美至尊主的活动和非凡能力后，永远不会像普通生物那样受死亡控制的至尊人格守神，便从 Aditi 的子宫中显现出来。他的四只手分别持有海螺、大头棒、莲花和飞轮做装饰。他穿着黄色的衣衫，他的眼睛恰似盛开莲花的花瓣。诗节二译文，至尊人格守神肤色微黑的身体免于一切种类的缺陷，他那用纱衣型耳坠衬托着的莲花脸显得十分的俊美。他胸膛上有 Shivatsa 标记，他配有手镯、臂镯、头盔、腰带，以及斜挎在胸膛的一条圣线和莲花足上做装饰的足铃。诗节三译文，他胸膛上用一条美丽无比的鲜花花环做装饰，鲜花芳香无比，招来一大群嗡嗡叫着的蜜蜂围绕着花环。这位颈部佩戴着 Kaustubha 宝石的至尊主显现时，他放射的光芒驱散了生物体祖先 Kashyapa 家中的黑暗。诗节四译文，那时四面八方及海流、及河流、海洋及等水体以及众生的心中都洋溢着快乐，各种季节同时展现它们各自的特征。在高等星球、太空中和地球表面的众生都喜气洋洋，半神人、乳牛、Brahmana、丘陵和山脉都沉浸在快乐之中。Yes, Ashu.
Okay. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stap Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati SvapadantikamPanchakaupatarubhyacha, kripa sindubhyaivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So welcome to the celebration of Sri Vamana Dev.
欢迎大家一起来庆祝 Sri Vamana Dev 的显现日。
This incarnation of the Lord appeared many ages ago.
主的这位化身在很多很多年代以前显现于世。
Either in the end of Satya Yuga or beginning of Tetra Yuga.
要么是在 Satya 年代啊，或者是 Tetra 年代开始。
So let's go a little back before the appearance of the Lord. What happened for the Lord that caused the Lord to appear?
我们在荣耀这主巴曼的队伍显现之前，我们再回到前面的部分，是什么原因使得主巴曼的队伍显现于世？
Of course, the Lord is independent and he can come anytime he wishes.
当然了，至尊主他是独立自主的，他根据他的愿望随时可以显现于世。
But there was something that happened.Before.
但是在他显现之前的确有事情发生了。
Aditi, Mother Aditi, she is the wife of Kashyapa Muni.
Aditi, 母亲 Aditi, 她是 Kashyapa Muni 的妻子。
Kashyapa Muni is one of the Prajapatis, the progenitors.
Kashyapa Muni 是 Prajapati,当中的一位是人是生物的祖先繁衍生物的祖先。
Is one of the sons of Lord Brahma that are in charge of procreating a population within the universe.
Kashyapa Muni 是 Brahma 的一位儿子。那么 Kashyapa Muni 这样的生物的祖先，他们主要负责。让宇宙充满各种各样的生物体。
He has many wives.
Kashyapa Muni 有许多的妻子。
And amongst these wives, one is called Diti, and the other is called Aditi.
在他众多的妻子当中，有一位妻子叫做 Diti， 另一位叫做 Aditi。
Diti is the mother of the demons.
Diti 是恶魔们的母亲。
Like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they were born from Diti.
就像 Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha 是诞生自 Diti 的。
Aditi is the mother of the demigods.
而 Aditi 是半神人们的母亲。
All the great demigods are coming, took birth from Aditi.
所有伟大的半神人们都是由 Aditi。诞生的。
But one time, Bali Maharaj was a demon. He became so powerful that he conquered even the demigods.
但是恶魔 Bali Maharaj 有一次，他甚至征服了天堂的半神人们，他占领了天堂。
And he even occupied the throne of Indra.
他甚至占据了 Indra 的王位。
It was a very inauspicious period of time for the demigods, so they have to run away, and the demons took over.
因为那个时候恶魔占据了他们的天堂星宿。所以对于半神人来说，那个时候是不吉祥的时刻，于是他们都四处逃开了。
So naturally, Aditi, being the mother of the demigods, she was in great distress.
那么作为半神人们的母亲 Aditi, 她自然而然非常的痛苦。
So one time, Kashyapa Muni came to visit her in her ashram.
有一次 Kashyapa Muni 去到他的 Aditi 的 Ashram， 他所居住的地方。
And he could notice that she was in great distress.
而且呢，他注意到了 Aditi 陷入了极大的悲伤之中。
So he was very concerned and asked her what was the reason.
于是 Kashyapa Muni 非常的关心在意，他就问 Aditi 到底发生什么事了。
Why she did not look happy?
她看上去为什么很不开心呢？
Maybe something had happened.
也许有什么事情发生了吧？
So after a while, he found out, she disclosed to him that the main reason why she was unhappy is because her sons were now bereft of their kingdoms and because of being conquered by the demons.
后来呢？阿迪提向她的丈夫揭示了她为什么悲伤的原因，那是因为恶魔们占据了她的儿子们半神人们的、居所，占据了英哲的王位、征服了半神人们，所以这是导致她痛苦的原因。
So Kashyapa Muni was very concerned.
所以 Kashyapa Muni 非常
very concerned.
所以 Kashyapa Muni 呢非常的关心这件事情。
But he himself, he could not do much to rectify the situation.
但是 Kashyapa Muni 知道凭靠自己的力量是无法去平息这件事的。
Because astrologically speaking, that period was very powerful for the demons.
因为根据天象学来说，在那个时刻对恶魔们，时机对恶魔们是非常有利的。
So she, he told her, he told Aditi, the best thing is to beg the Supreme Lord to help you.
所以 Kashyapa Muni 告诉他的妻子 Aditi 说到了，你最好的办法就是向至尊阁守神祈求。
So for during the month of Palguna, February, March, and for 12 days,You are going to observe a very particular vow to drink only milk during these days and worship the Supreme Lord with devotion.
So, Kashyapa Muni 告诉 Aditi 说，你在法古拉月，也就是二到三月份期间，你要连续十二天做一个祭祀，在这段期间。你只能喝牛奶，并且要怀着奉爱之心去崇拜至尊人格守神。
Of course, he told her many different mantras and how we should worship the Lord.
当然了，他也教授了 Aditi 崇拜至尊人格守神应该吟诵的去吟诵各种 mantra 崇拜至尊人格守神。
Worship and offering different objects to the deity and bathe the deity with milk and dress him very, very nicely with nice clothes, nice ornaments.
他也教授 Aditi 怎么样去崇拜至尊人格守神，用牛奶给至尊人格守神的神像沐浴，并且用美丽漂亮的服饰和首饰装扮至尊人格守神的神像。
Offer many, many nice, delicious foodstuffs.
并且给神像供奉美味可口的各种食物。
Offer arctic with many fragrant things.
并且用各种充满芳香的贡品去崇拜、供奉给至尊阁守神。
Yes, and then, offer arctic.
当然要用各种充满芳香的贡品去给至尊阁守神的神像做 arti 崇拜。
Yes, yes, yes. And then after that, distribute the prasadam and take some prasad herself.
做完这些之后呢，将 prasadam 派发给其他人，并且自己亲身荣耀 prasadam.
And you should feed the brahmanas.
并且呢，你要去请婆罗门们去进食。 给食物给他们。
He said, in this way, if you perform this vrata called Payo Vrata, if, after this vrata, you may receive a special mercy of the Lord.
啊，可是帕穆尼贝阿迪提说，当你从做了这个 Payo Vrata 这样的祭祀之后，你就会获得至尊歌手神特殊的仁慈。
So she practiced this very nicely. She controlled her mind and senses.
她非常好的履行了所有的这一切，她一直控制着她的感官和心意。
And she concentrated her mind in meditation on the Supreme Lord.
并且 Aditi 将自己的心意完全灌注于冥想至尊歌手神。
And the Supreme Lord appeared before Aditi.
于是至尊歌手神就显现在了 Aditi 面前。
Became visible to her eyes.
是她的眼睛是能够看到的。
She was so amazed that she fell to the ground like a rod and offered respectful obeisance.
她惊讶不已，来自她像棍子一样倒在地上，匍匐在地，向至尊主顶拜。
She stood there with folded hands. She was silent. She was not able to say any prayer.
她双手合十地站在那里，来至于她声音哽咽，无法去为至尊主献上任何的祷文。
She was feeling so much bliss.
他的内心是如此的喜悦。
Tears were coming from eyes.
他泪如雨泻，眼泪从眼睛里涌流而出。
The hairs on her body were stood on end.
他浑身毛发直竖。
She felt the body trembling.
他感受到自己的身体在颤抖。
She was seeing the Supreme Lord face to face.
他竟然面对面的见到了至尊人格守神。
Finally, she composed herself and she began offering very beautiful prayers.
然后他让自己镇定下，最终他让自己镇定下来，并且向至尊主供奉了一系列美丽的祷文。
So the Supreme Lord, when he heard these prayers, he spoke to her.
当至尊主聆听了他供奉的祷文之后，向阿迪提说道
I already understood your desires, that you want the welfare of your sons, the demigods, because they are now deprived of their kingdom, of their opulences. They have been driven away by the demons.
我了解你的心愿，您的儿子丧失了他们的富裕，他们的居所，他们被恶魔们赶出了他们的家园，所以你希望他们重获他们的这些居所和富裕。
So you want the demons to be conquered, to be killed, and you want your sons to regain their lost reputation and again preside the heavenly planets like usual.
所以呢，你希望这些恶魔们被被征服，被杀死，希望你的儿子重新获得他们昔日的名声，重新获得他们的居所。
But she said, but now, the demons are going through. They are protected by the brahmanas, and they are very difficult to be conquered.
但是现在。恶魔们被这些 Brahmana 所保护着，所以很难征服他们。
Because they satisfy the Brahmanas.
因为他们满足了那些婆罗门们。
So very difficult to conquer the demons now.
所以现在此刻很难征服这些恶魔们。
So by force we cannot conquer them.
因此我们通过武力是无法征服恶魔们的现在。
But I'm very pleased by your activities, by your vow.
但是呢 我非常被你的这些活动所取悦，我非常被你的誓言，履行的这些誓言所取悦。
So I will find a way to satisfy your desire.
所以我会找到一个办法去满足你的心愿。
So because of your vow and because of your husband's austerities, I agree to become your son and protect all other your sons, the demigods.
所以因为你所做出的誓言，因为你丈夫所从事的苦行，所以我同意去降生为你们的儿子，并且保护你们的其他的儿子们。
And so if somebody inquires, you should not disclose this to anyone. This is confidential, should be kept secret.
我跟你说的这一切全都是非常机密的。如果其他人问起，不要向任何人、任何其他人泄密。
And after saying this, the Supreme Lord disappeared from Aditi's sight.
然后说完之后，至尊歌手神就消失在他面前了。
So she was so ecstatic. She went to see her husband and explain what happened.
她 Aditi 是如此的狂喜，所以她想去见她的丈夫，把这一切告诉她的丈夫。
At that time, Kashyapa Muni was in very deep meditation.
就在那一刻 ，Kashyapa Muni 沉浸在深深的冥想之中。
And in his meditation, he saw an expansion of the Supreme Lord enter within him.
他在冥想之中看到至尊主的一个扩展进入到他的心中。
And then from him, from his heart, that Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred to the womb of Aditi.
然后从卡西亚帕穆尼的卡西亚帕的心中，至尊人格守神将自己转移到了阿迪提的子宫中。
Lord Brahma, the topmost demigod, he could understand that the Supreme Lord was now in the womb of Aditi.
主 Brahma 非常的清楚，现在至尊主。至尊主已经显现在 Aditi 的子宫中。
Offer many beautiful prayers.
于是主 Brahma 进献了非常美丽的祷文。
And he explained that, my dear Lord, you are the only shelter for the demigods.
然后主 Brahma 祈祷道，哦，至尊人格守神啊，你是半神人们的至尊的庇护所。
Please help them to recover their position.
请帮助他们再一次恢复他们的地位吧。
So, in this way, we come to the verses we studied today, we read today, where the Supreme Lord actually appeared as the son of Aditi.
所以就这样呢，我们就进入到了今天刚才读的几个诗节，这几个诗节已经说明了至尊人格守神已经显现为 Aditi 的儿子。
And there was great happiness in all directions.
于是四面八方都充满着喜悦。
And everybody in their hearts were feeling completely satisfied.
每个人的内心都十分的满足满意。
Even the demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, the mountains, they were all filled with joy.
即便是乳牛、婆罗门们，还有这个山脉、河流，所有的这一切都充满了喜悦。
Even the stars and the planets were all very bright.
即便是宇宙当中的所有的星辰都如此的闪耀着。
And you could hear very tumultuous sounds made by conchs, drums, and all beautiful musical instruments vibrated all over.
而且在四面八方都充盈着海螺等等这些吉祥乐器的音阵。
All the great sages and the great demigods, the Manus, they were all offering beautiful prayers for the pleasure of the Lord.
所有的这些圣人们、半神人们，他们全都向至尊主献上美丽的祷文。
So when the
Aditi, 为了取悦至尊的守神 ，sorry。
When Aditi saw the Supreme Lord as had just appeared from her womb, she was so struck with wonder.
当至尊人的守神消失在阿迪提的面前，在此刻进入到他的子宫当中，阿迪提非常的惊讶。
The Lord was appeared in his original form.
至尊主以他原本的形象显现。
Then, with the four hands and all the weapons, all that thing, you know, dressed in a very beautiful yellow garments, as we read before.
然后我们在刚才的诗节当中已经看到了主的四臂的形体如此的美丽啊，他的四臂装饰着这个海螺神杵、神蝶还有莲花，他穿着着黄色的衣服。浑身装饰的各种事物。
Then, like a dramatic actor, in the presence of his father and mother, the Lord changed his form into Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari.
然后，至尊的守神就当着 Kashyapa Muni 和 Aditi 的面，就像是一个舞台戏剧表演。戏剧演员一样，把自己变成了小小的侏儒婆罗门的形象。
Vamana
baby 的样子。
Like an actor in a drama can change his form, can change his clothes. The Lord just changed from that original form, it changed into Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf.
就像是一个舞台戏剧表演的演员更换他的这个服装道具扮成另外的形象同样的至尊歌手神他把他的原始的形象从原始的形象变成了一个小侏儒婆罗门的形象
So all the great sages became so, so happy to see that beautiful form of Brahmachari dwarf Vamana
所有伟大的圣人们看到这个小侏儒婆罗门 Vamana Devi 的形象，心中喜悦不已。
And then they start performing the ritualistic ceremonies, the birthday ceremony.
然后他们开始为Vamana Devi 举行诞生的仪式，诞生仪式。
He was already in the form of a young boy, not like a baby. He was already in the form of a young boy. Then they decided to perform also the Gayatri, the ceremony of the sacred thread.
因为 Vamana 他不是一个小婴儿的样子，他已经是一个小男孩的样子。所以呢，这些伟大的圣人们与此同时也给他举行了圣献仪式。二次出生的圣献仪式。
So the sun god Vivashvani came personally to utter the Gayatri mantra to the ears of Vamana Dev.
太阳神 Vivashvata 亲自前来。太阳神 Vivashvan 亲自前来，在 Vamana Dev 的耳中把 Gayatri mantra 教授给了他。
Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods, offered him the sacred thread.
那么天堂星球的半神人祭司 Brihaspati 将圣献给予了 Vamana Dev.
Kashyapa Muni, his father, gave him a straw belt.
而 Kashyapa Muni, 他的父亲给了他一个用草做成的腰带。
Mother Earth, Mother Bhumi gave him a deer skin.
大地母亲波米给予了他一张鹿皮。
The Chandra Deva, the demigod of the moon, he gave him a Brahma Danda, the rod, the stick of a brahmachari.
而太阳，而月神 Chandra 赠予了他一个 brahmachari 棍。Danda.
His mother Aditi gave him cloth to make underwear.
那么他的母亲 Aditi 给了他这个夏装，就是下身穿的衣服。
Indra, the demigod Indra, his brother, offered him an umbrella.
啊 ，Indra, 天帝 Indra 赠予了他一把伞。
Lord Brahma offered him a water pot.
而主 Brahma 给予了他水罐。
The seven sages offered him kusha grass seat.
七大圣哲们赐予了他枯萨草垫。
Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, gave him a string of beads for chanting.
啊，学院女神 Sarasvati 给予了他一串念珠，用以念诵。
Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, gave him a pot for begging alms.
库维尔这个半圣人的司库奎拉给予了他一个水罐来用于乞讨用的。
And Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, he gave the first alms.
而巴格瓦蒂主希瓦的妻子给予了他第一次布施。
So after being welcomed by all these great personalities,Lord Vamanadeva exhibited his Brahman effulgence. He became so bright, so effulgent.
在所有这些伟大圣人们在场的当时 ,Vamanadeva, 他的身体展现了如此耀眼的光芒，如此的光彩。
Then Vamanadeva, he performed a fire sacrifice.
然后 Vamanadeva 举行了火祭。
When he heard that Bali Maharaj was performing a very important Ashwamedha, or horse sacrifice with many Brahmanas, he decided to go and show mercy to Bali Maharaj.
当 Vamanadeva 听说 Bali Maharaj 在那些婆罗门们的陪伴下举行盛大的阿斯瓦梅达祭祀马祭的时候 ，Vamanadeva 决定前去去赐福巴利马拉。
He start walking in the direction to the place where Bali Maharaj was performing his huge sacrifice.
他朝着巴利马哈拉吉即将举行盛大祭祀的场地走去。
So when all the people there in that sacrifice, the brahmanas and all the different personalities and different demons, they saw Vamanadeva come. They thought that was the sun was rising nearby.
所有当时在场的那些婆罗门们，还有巴利马哈拉吉，还有那些恶魔们。他们看到 Vamanadeva 前来，就好像是太阳从地平线上升起一样。
They saw Vamanadeva such a bright effulgence.
他们看到了 Vamanadeva 身上散发出如此炫目的光灿。
They start asking each other, maybe it's the fire god who is coming, or maybe it's the sun god himself.
然后他们互相的议论起来，也许是火神亲自前来了，或许是太阳神本人前来了。
So this small brahmana finally became visible to them, this small dwarf brahmana boy wearing a belt of straw,with the upper garments of deer skin, matted locks in his hair, carrying a water pot, and a rod and umbrella, they were amazed.
当这个年龄小小的侏儒 Vamanadev 走近之后，在场的所有人惊看的，看的就惊愕不已。他手里举着滑盖，身上穿着这个鹿皮，腰间系着用草做的腰带，身上挎着这个圣线，手里拿着水罐和炼珠等等。见到他这样美丽的形象，他们都惊愕不已。
They were amazed. Was just this little boy was creating such an effusion? They were so amazed.
他们都非常的惊讶，这个小小的男孩身上怎么散发出如此耀眼的光灿呢？
They immediately stood up from their seats and welcomed the Lord with obeisances.
他们立刻从座位上起身，向主顶拜，来迎接他的到来。
Bali Maharaj was so jubilant by seeing Vamanadev. He was so happy.
Bali Maharaj 一看到这个小孩，内心兴高采烈。
To see the beauty of the body of the whole body of Vamanadev, he was so amazed.
Bali Maharaj 看到这个小小的男孩如此的俊美，他的身体如此的俊美，他非常的惊讶。
Actually, Lord Vamanadev, along with Lord Balaram, they manifest the beauty of the Lord.
实际上 ，Vamanadev, Balaram, 他们展示了至尊主的俊美。
So he was extremely beautiful, and Bali Maharaj immediately offered him a very nice raised seat with great happiness.
那么Vamanadev 他如此的俊美， Bali Maharaj 立刻向他供奉了座位，并且给他献上了祷文。
And he worshipped, Bali Maharaj worshipped him and by washing his lotus feet.
Bali Maharaj 崇拜了他的莲花足，崇拜了 Vamanadev.
And then he took that water, washing the lotus feet of the Lord, and placed on his heads and the heads of all the people around him.
然后 Bali Maharaj 把洗Vamanadev 莲花足的水洒在自己的头上，也洒在其他人的头上。
At that time, Bali Maharaj did not know that Vamanadev was the Supreme Lord.
在那个时候 ，Bali Maharaj 还不知道 Vamanadev 就是至尊人格守神。
He was just seeing him as a very extraordinary young Brahmana.
他只是把他视为是一个非常崇高的年轻的婆罗门。
So he offered his very hearty welcome and offer obeisance.
所以呢，他由衷的欢迎了 Vamanadev 的到来，并且向他致以了崇敬。
My dear Brahmana, we can see that you came here to give us some special blessings.
我亲爱的 Brahmana 婆罗门，请你仁慈的给予我一些祝福吧。
Please let us know what we can do for you.
请让我们知道我们能为您做一些什么呢？
You came to our home.
您来到我们家。
All our family, we are all, and all forefathers, we are all satisfied.
那么您来到我们家，我们家里人，我们的祖先都非常的心满意足。
Because of your presence, now our sacrifice is complete and perfect.
因为你的到来，所以我们的祭祀会变得完整，会变得吉祥。
Now I feel that I am free from all sinful reactions simply by putting the water of your lotus, that wash your lotus feet upon my head.
我通过把洗凝的莲花族的水洒在自己的头上，感受到我完全免于去除了罪恶的反应。
By the touch of your lotus feet, now all this world is sanctified.
通过触碰你的莲花族，这一切都变得如此的神圣。
But then he said, but my dear Brahmana, I think it appears to me that you came here to ask me for something.
然后巴利马哈拉吉说道，我亲爱的婆罗门 Brahmana, 您前来好像似乎是要从我这里寻求什么。
So whatever you want, whatever you want, you may take from me.
无论你想要什么都可以从我这里拿走。
You want to have a cow?
你想要乳牛吗？
Gold?
黄金吗？
You want to have a very beautiful furnished house?
你想要装饰着非常美丽的豪宅吗？
Nice apartment in Beijing?
像北京的别墅？
No, he didn't ask that.You want some nice food, a nice drink?
你想要美味可口的吃的喝的吗？
You want to have a daughter of a Brahman as your wife?
你想要娶婆罗门的女儿为妻吗？
Do you want to have many horses and elephants and chariots?
你想要许多的马匹、大象和战车吗？
Do you want to have villages and cities?
你想要这个村庄或者是城市吗？
Whatever you desire, my young Brahmana, I can give you.
无论你想要什么，我都可以给你。
So Vamana was very pleased with him.
Vamana 对 Bali Maharaj 非常的高兴，满意。
My dear king, you are certainly very exalted.
我亲爱的国王，毫无疑问，你是非常崇高的。
And you are surrounded by great Brahmanas advisors.
而且你身边全都是这些伟大的圣人们作为你的这个作为你的建议者，作为你的。
And your most important instructor is your own grandfather.The great Prahlad Maharaj.
而且你自身有一个非常伟大的导师指导者，那就是你伟大的祖父 Prahlad Maharaj.
So yes, whatever you have said, it's all proper.
所以因此无论你说什么都是非常恰当的。
Until now, no onehas taken birth in your family that has become poor or become miserly.
所以直到现在在你们的家族当中没有一个人出生就是贫穷的，没有一个人出生就是吝啬鬼。
No one has refused to give charity to the Brahmanas in your family.
在你们的家族当中没有一个人会拒绝去给婆罗门布施。
And after promising to give charity to anyone, they never fail to fulfill that promise.
而且在你们的家族当中一旦你们家族当中的人发誓要给哪位婆罗门布施，他们肯定信守诺言，从不食言。
And your dynasty is so glorious, particularly because of the presence of Prahlad Maharaj.
所以你们的整个王朝是如此的荣耀，尤其是有 Prahlad Maharaj 您在于你们的王朝。
In your dynasty, so many great personalities were born.
在你们的王朝当中诞生了这么多的伟大的人物。
Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu.
例如 Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu.
Also your father Virochana, the great son of Prahlad Maharaj.
而且你的父亲是帕拉德马哈拉吉的儿子。
Virochana.
Yeah.
He was very affectionate to the Brahmanas.
Virochana 对婆罗门是情有独钟的。
Even when the demigods disguised themselves as Brahmanas and they came to beg from him, he did not hesitate to give them whatever they wanted.
即便是半神人们乔装打扮前来向Vinochana 所要布施， Vinochana 都会毫不犹豫地给予他们布施。
So I know you are a great king and you come from such a noble family.
所以我知道你是了不起的国王，你诞生在如此高贵的王朝里。
So in your family, nobody ever failed to give charity.
在你们的家族当中，没有一个人会不给予布施的。
But I only ask you three paces of land.
但是我只向你索要三步土地的布施。
My steps, three paces of my steps.
是我的三步土地的布施。
I know you are very munificent. We are able to give as much land as I want, but I don't want anything more than what is necessary.
我知道你是非常慷慨大度的，你会给予超过我需要的大量的土地的布施，但是呢，我只要我的三步土地的布施。
If a Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he will not become entangled in sinful activities.
如果一个婆罗门只是按照自己的需要去要去索要布施，他永远不会受到这样的束缚，这些布施的束缚。
But Bali Maharaj said, my dear Brahmana.
但是 Bali Maharaj 说道，我亲爱的婆罗门啊。
Yeah, certainly your instructions are very good.
但你的这些教导无疑是非常美好的。
As good as those of the elderly learned persons.
你的这些教导就像是那些博学之人的教导一样的美好。
Like elderly people.
就像是长辈的教导一样的美好。
But you are still a boy.
但是你仍然只是一个小孩子呀。
So your intelligence is not very sufficient.
所以你的智性不够。你的智慧不够。
So you are not very judicious, not very wise in regard to your own self-interest.
所以你对你自身的利益、自身的福祉还不是那么智慧。
Of course, the Supreme Lord is self-satisfied.
实际上至尊人格守神是自我满足的。
And he has no self-interest.
而且至尊人格守神没有什么所谓的自我利益。没有什么自我利益。
He's completely self-satisfied.
因为至尊人格守神他已经是自我满足的了。
So Lord Vamanadeva did not go there for his own self-interest.
所以 Vamanadeva 去到巴利马哈拉吉的祭祀场不是为了自身的利益。
He went there for the interest of Bali Maharaj.
他去到那里是为了巴利马哈拉吉的福祉，造福于巴利马哈拉吉。
The Lord is the propriety of all the planets, all the universes in the material and spiritual worlds. Why should he beg for a piece of land?
至尊主他是物质世界灵性世界所有一切的拥有者，所有一切的主，他有什么必要去向一个人要求一片土地的布施呢？
So Bali Maharaj was right when he said that Vamana Deva was not very much wise in regard to his own personal interests.
所以 Bali Maharaj 说的也没错，他说 Vamana Deva 对他对自身的利益不是那么聪慧。Bali Maharaj 也没说错。
Because Vamana Deva had not approached Bali Maharaj for his own personal welfare, but for the welfare of his devotees.
因为 Vamana Deva 去接近 Bali Maharaj 不是为了自己的自身的利益，而是为了他的奉献者的福祉。
He was there for the welfare of Aditi's mother who prayed for his help.
所以他是他的母亲 Aditi 的祝愿者。Aditi 曾经向他祈求祝福。
He was there for the welfare of the demigods who are all his devotees.
所以他是半神人们的祝愿者，半神人们一直都是他的奉献者。
And he was there also for the welfare of Bali Maharaj, who is also a devotee.
Bali Maharaj 也是奉献者，他也是 Vamana Deva 也是 Bali Maharaj 的祝愿者。
So Bali Maharaj said, I can give you a whole planet, because I am the proprietor. I am the proprietor of all this universe now.
巴利马哈拉吉说到了，我现在是全宇宙的拥有者，我甚至能够把整个宇宙都给你，布施给你。
So you came to ask me something.
所以你前来肯定是向我们所要什么的。
And I am very much pleased by your sweet words.
而且我非常被你甜美的话语所取悦。
But you are asking only 3 paces of land.
但是你却只要三步土地的布施。
So that's why you don't seem very intelligent.
所以这就是为什么你不是那么聪明的原因。
Yes, Bali Maharaj was very pleased to see the beautiful features of Vamana Deva, and he was ready to give as much as Vamana Deva wanted.
是的 ，Bali Maharaj 一看到 Vamana Deva 身上的这些美丽的特征，他心满意足。他无论 Vamana Deva 向他索要什么，他都会 Bali Maharaj 都会给予他。
He did not consider Vamana Deva very intelligent.
但是 Bali Maharaj 并不认为 Vamana Deva 十分的有智慧。
He only asked for 3 paces of land.
因为他 Vamana Deva 只向他要三步土地的布施。
And his steps are so small.
而且 Vamana Deva 的一步又那么小。
My dear boy,Any person who approaches me for something, I can give him more, anything he wants.
我亲爱的小男孩，任何人前来向我索要布施，我都会给予他们超过他们所需的布施。
You can ask me as much as you need to maintain you for the rest of your life.
你可以向我索要能够足以维系你这一辈子的东西。
My dear king, Vamana Deva said, My dear king, even if you give me all these 3 worlds, they cannot satisfy a person's senses if the senses are not controlled.
Vamana Deva 对 Bali Maharaj 说到了，我亲爱的国王啊，即便是你给予我3个世界，如果一个人的感官不满足的话，没有受到控制的话，即便是给他3个世界，他都不会满意。
So no matter how much possession I may have, if I'm not in control of my senses, I cannot be happy.
如果无论你给我多少部分，如果我的感官没有得以控制的话，我永远都不会高兴。
I will be completely satisfied with 3 paces of land.
但我完全满足于三步土地。
If I was not satisfied with 3 paces of land, then I would be asking you for many planets.
如果我对三步土地不满意的话，我为什么不向你索要所有的这些星球呢？
But even if I possess one planet, I would hope to get to have more.
即便是你只有一个星球，即便是你给我了一个星球，但是如果我的感官不满足的话，没有受到控制的话，我还会索取更多。
We hear about great powerful kings like Maharaj Prithu. He achieved propriety all over the planets, but they could not achieve a satisfaction.
Now, 我们聆听到了 Prithu Maharaj, 他已获得他拥有了所有的星宿，但是他仍然内心不满足。
If a person is not contented within his heart,Nothing can make him happy.
如果一个人的内心不心满意足的话，没什么能够满足他。
Even if a person is not self-control, he will not be happy even if he possesses the three worlds.
如果一个人的内心不满足，即便他拥有全世界，他永远都不会满足。
So the more we may have, if you don't have control of the senses, the more we have just increase our lusty desires in this world.
如果我们的感官没有得以控制的话，那么我们拥有的越多，那么只会增加我们对这个物质世界的物质的欲望、色欲。
Therefore, my dear king, from you I know you are a great charitable person, but I only ask you 3 paces of land.
所以我亲爱的国王啊，我知道你是最乐善好施的人，但是我只向你索取三步土地的布施。
I'll be totally satisfied.
我会对三步土地的布施完全的心满意足。
So Bali Maharaj smiled and said, okay, take whatever you like.
然后 Bali Maharaj 微笑起来，好吧，你拿走你想要的吧。
So he was going to pronounce the mantras, do the whole ceremony to give charity to that charity to Vamana Dev.
于是 Bali Maharaj 就开始吟诵 mantra 去举行给予 Vamana 布施的这样的仪式。
At that time, his guru Shukracharya, and he immediately came and spoke to him, "What are you doing?"
就在那一刻，巴利马哈拉吉的灵性导师 Shukracharya 来到他面前说：“你要干嘛
？”You don't know who is this Brahmachari?
难道你不知道这位 Brahmachari？真守身是谁吗？
This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu himself.
他就是至尊歌手神 Vishnu 本人呐。
He accepted to be the son of Kashyapa Muni and Aditi, but he came here just to fulfill the interests of the demigods.
他已经接受 Kashyapa Muni 和 Aditi 为他的父母，他前来是为了满足 Aditi 的心愿。
You are putting yourself in a very dangerous position by promising him to give him some land.
你向他承诺要给予他土地的布施，为此你把自己放在了一个非常危险的情况中。
What we have promised to him is not good for you.
你承诺他的对你自己是不利的。
It will bring great harm to the demons.
你承诺他的会给恶魔们带来巨大的伤害。
This little Brahmachari is the Supreme Lord, Hari. He has come to take away all your land, all your wealth, all your beauty, your power, your fame, everything. He's going to take everything away from you.
这个小男孩他就是至尊歌手神本人，他前来就是为了把你所有所拥有的一切，你的财富，你的名声，你的地位，你的美丽全都拿走的。
And after taking everything from you, will deliver you to Indra, your enemy.
他把你所有的这一切拿走之后，然后交给 Indra。
Hari is the name of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Hari means the one who takes away.
Hari, 至尊主的名字 Hari 就是拿走一切的人的意思。
This is the Lord, take away all your material possessions.
通过这种方式，至尊主会拿走你所有的物质的拥有。
If you become connected with the Supreme Lord Hari, he'll take away all your miseries, but also it takes away all your material possessions, all your reputation, all your education, takes away everything.
如果你跟至尊歌手神 Hari 连接上了，连接了。那么至尊的守神哈利就会拿走你所拥有的一切， 拿走你所有的痛苦，甚至拿走你所有的物质的拥有，你所有的富裕，所有的名声等等，所有的一切全都拿走。
Bali Maharaj was a devotee.
Bali Maharaj 是奉献者。
By the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj.
借着帕拉德马哈拉吉的仁慈，巴利马哈拉吉是奉献者。
We see Narasingha Maharaj gave a very Narasingha Dev. He gave Prahlad Maharaj a very special blessing.
Narasingha Dev, 至尊主 Narasingha Dev 给予了帕拉德马哈拉吉非常特殊的祝福。
He said seven generations.After you, seven generations, we all become my devotees.
Narasingha Dev 对 Prahlad Maharaj 这样祝福道：你之后的七代，在你之后的七代，全都会是至尊主的奉献者。
That's why Vamana Deva came to see Bali Maharaj.
这就是为什么 Vamana Dev 前来看 Bali Maharaj。
He wanted to take away all the impediments in Bali Maharaj to completely surrender.
Vamana Dev 前来是拿走 Bali Maharaj 所拥有的一切，让 Bali Maharaj 全然的臣服于他。
So he is Hari, he takes away everything.
所以他就是 Hari, 他将一切拿走。
And he wanted to take Bali Maharaj mind as well.
并且他还拿走了 Bali Maharaj 的心意。
So Shukracharya continued telling Bali Maharaj, you promise him to give three steps of land, but he is going to occupy all the three worlds with these three steps.
Shukracharya, 他继续对 Bali Maharaj 说道，他向你索要三步土地的布施的三步就能够拿走整个所有的这些世界。
You are a rascal.
你是个恶棍。
You don't know what a great mistake you have made.
你不知道你犯下了多大的错。
After you give everything to Lord Vishnu, you don't have any means to maintain yourself. How can you live then?
当你把这所有的一切都给予了 Vishnu 之后，你怎么样维生啊？你怎么样维系你自己呀？
So Shukracharya was also concerned about himself because he was maintained by Bali Maharaj.
所以 Shukracharya 他也非常的担心自己的生计问题，因为他的生活是由 Bali Maharaj 来维持的，维系的。
So he told him, he told Bali Maharaj, Vamana Dev, with this first step, he'll occupy.With one step, it occupied all the three worlds. And with another step, we occupy everything in outer space. And then we'll occupy everything with two steps. How are you going to offer him the third step?
然后舒卡查也告诉班尼马哈拉吉说到了，这个瓦曼纳他会用他的第一步就覆盖了整个的 这个三个世界，然后他用他的第二步就会覆盖这个外太空所有的外太空所有的一切。那么如此，你他第三步你将怎么样给予他呢？他的第三步土地的布施呢？
Yeah, he's going to cover everything you have with two steps. How can you give him the third step? He's asking for three steps.
那么他所要的三步土地的布施，他就能够用前两步，两步就能够覆盖所有的一切。那你怎么给予他第三步土地的布施呢？
So you will not be able to fulfill your promise to him. So you go to hell.
所以你不能够实现你给予他的诺言，如此你就会去，你就下地狱了。
Okay, you may argue that you already have promised, now you cannot refuse.
那么现在你还没有完全的Ashok, could you repeat?
You may argue with Bali、
oh, yeah.
Maharaj that since you have already promised, so you cannot refuse.
啊、哦，你可以跟他，然后他就跟巴利马哈拉说的。
No, Bali Maharaj may say, Bali Maharaj may argue,、but I already、
啊、
promised, so I cannot refuse.
Yeah, yeah. 然后巴利马哈拉就可以这样说到了：我已经承诺了，我怎么能够拒绝呢
？He said, but you can.You can still not give.
但是 Shukracharya 告诉他说，你仍然可以不去这么做。
To maintain yourself, you should not give. If you are what you are going to give, then you cannot maintain yourself. Then you can avoid giving.
如果你给他来自导致你维持不了自己的生活的话，那么。你可以去避开不给他。
So if you are going to lose everything and your family is going to lose everything, then you can break your promise.
如果你会因此而失去一切，你的家人会因此而失去一切的话，你可以拒绝，兑现这个承诺。
So don't chant the mantras. Don't chant the mantras.And like this, he will not have his charity.
那么因为你无法做这样的布施，所以呢，你不要念诵那个曼陀罗。
Is the best thing you can do now is to say no.
所以现在做的最好的一件事情就是说不。
But Bali Maharaj.He starts thinking when he heard his spiritual master. He remained silent.
当巴利马哈拉吉听了他的灵性导师的一席话之后，他开始沉思，他陷入了沉思当中。
他
沉默。
He realized that Shukracharya was not really acting as his spiritual master.
然后他意识到了。Shukracharya 并没有去按照一位真正的灵性导师的行为去做。
So if he is Vishnu and he promised to give three paces of land at Vishnu, he could not avoid doing that because this was for his benefit, but his guru was saying, no, don't give to Vishnu.
如果他真是主 Vishnu 的话，那么履行自己的承诺，把这个土地布施给予他，但是他的灵性导师却反对他这么做。因为把土地给予他是能够从中自己受益。
Anything that prevents your determination to serve Krishna.Should be avoided.
任何阻止下定决心去服务主 Vishnu 至尊主的任何的这种建议都应该避开，都应该拒绝。
So Bali Maharaj decided to reject the advice of his guru Shukracharya.
所以 Bani Maharaj 决定拒绝听从他的灵性导师 Shukracharya 的建议。
So he was just thinking what to say. Then he told him, I am the grandson of Maharaj Prahlad.
他这样想了之后，他这样说的，我是 Prahlad Maharaj, 伟大的 Prahlad Maharaj 的孙子。
How can I withdraw from my promise?
我怎么能够收回我的承诺呢？
I have already said that I will give what you want.
我已经跟他说了，我会给予他想要的。
How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, special towards a brahmana?
我怎么能够像一个普通的骗子那样行为呢？我怎么能够去欺骗一位婆罗门呢？尤其是婆罗门。
So at this stage, Bali Maharaj, her heart had undergone a great transformation.
就在那个时刻 ，Bali Maharaj 的内心完全的发生了转变。
He was born a devotee because of your connection with Prahlad Maharaj.
他生来就是一位奉献者，因为他跟 Prahlad Maharaj 紧密相连。
There are two kinds of person, devotees that can become perfect.
有两类奉献者能够成为完美的。
One is sadhana siddha by practicing very seriously, very honestly, very sincerely devotional service can become perfect.
那 一类就是 sadhana siddhi, 通过非常真诚的全心全意的履行 sadhana, 规范修行而变得完美，达到完美的境界。
And the other is called kripa siddha. These are devotees who may not have practiced devotional service properly or maybe not practicing anything, but by special mercy of a devotee or Krishna, they immediately attain perfection in pure devotional service.
那么还有一类呢，就是 Kripa Siddha. 这类人呢，他们可能并没有非常恰当的履行奉爱服务，或者根本就没有去做任何的奉爱服务，但是急着 Krishna 的奉献者和 Krishna 的仁慈，他们能够去从事奉爱服务，到达完美的境界。
So Bali Maharaj was a Kripa Siddha.
所以 Bali Maharaj 是一位 Kripa Siddha.
He received a special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj, was like his guru.
因为他从 Prahlad Maharaj 那里获得了特殊的仁慈。他把 Prahlad Maharaj 奉为自己的灵性导师 Guru.
Yes, and from Prahlad Maharaj he received the seed of devotional service.
他从 Prahlad Maharaj 那里获得了奉爱服务的种子。
And now that seed has fructified by the appearance of Lord Vamana.
而这个奉爱的种子在他的心中，因为他见到 Vamana Dev 而开始开花结果。
So Bali Maharaj, because of now having the audience and talking with worshipping Vamana Dev and promising to give him what he wanted, Bali Maharaj developed unalloyed love for the Lord.
因为 Bali Maharaj 他见到 Vamana Dev 被之吸引，崇拜他，并且给他这个承诺，给他布施，所以他的内心发展出了对至尊主的纯粹的奉爱，没有杂质的奉爱。
So he decided, I will give this little Brahmana whatever he wants.
他决定给予这个小婆罗门他想要的一切。
So this is a sign of love.
这就是爱的征兆。
Bali Maharaj told his guru, there is nothing more sinful than untruthfulness.
所以 Bali Maharaj 告诉他的 guru 说，在这个世界上没有什么比不真诚 更罪恶的
了。Mother Earth says, I can bear any heavy thing on me except a person who is a liar.
大地母亲说到了，我可以承受任何的重量，除了一个撒谎者的罪恶之外。
I am not afraid of hell, Bali Maharaj said. I am not afraid of hell.
Bali Maharaj 说到了，我不害怕去地狱。
I am not afraid of being poverty stricken.
我不害怕变得穷困潦倒。
I am not afraid of falling in the ocean of distress.
我不害怕堕入到痛苦的海洋中。
I'm not afraid of falling from my position.
我一点都不害怕从我的位置上坠落下来。
I'm not even afraid of death.
我甚至都不害怕死亡。
But I am afraid of cheating this Brahmana.
但是我却害怕欺骗这位婆罗门。
If I don't satisfy this Brahmana,
如果我没有去满足这位婆罗门的请求的话，
then there is nothing, my life is totally destroyed.
那么我的生命就完全彻底的被摧毁了。
There will be no more goal in my life.
那么如果这样的话，我的生命当中就再没有目标了。
I may lose everything, but I don't want to lose an opportunity to satisfy this Brahman.
我即便是失去一切，但是我绝不要失去服务这位年轻的婆罗门的机会。
So I must give this Brahmachari whatever charity he wants.
所以我必须要给予这位年轻的 Brahmachari 想要的布施。
Oh, if this Brahmana is really Lord Vishnu, as you say,
如果这位 Brahmana 婆罗门真的就像你说的那样，他就是至尊主的话，
I would be more than happy to have opportunity to render him this service.
那我就会高兴的不得了，要向他去给予这样的布施。
Shukracharya was very angry and he cursed Bali Maharaj.
Shukracharya 听了以后非常的愤怒，并且诅咒了 Bali Maharaj.
Because he didn't want to respect his instructions.
因为 Bali Maharaj 没有尊重他给出的教导。
He disobeyed his order.
因为巴利马哈拉吉违反了他的命令。
You disobey my order, and because of that, you will be bereft of all your opulence.
因为你违反了我的命令，所以你将失去你所有的富裕。
Even though cursed by his guru in this way, Bali Maharaj did not stop Bali Maharaj's determination.
即便是巴利马哈拉吉受到他的灵性导师的这样的诅咒，但是呢，依然没有动摇他去服务至尊主的决心。
So he performed all the rituals and offered to Vamana Deva the gift of land he had promised.
所以他举行了仪式，将 Vamana Deva 所要的土地兑现的给予了 Vamana Deva。
Bali Maharaj washed the lotus feet of the Lord.
Bali Maharaj 崇拜了主的莲花足。
And then told him, "You can take whatever you asked."
并且呢，告诉 Vamana Deva 说，你可以拿走你想要的。
Then we know what happened. Vamana Deva start increasing in size.
然后我们就知道发生什么了。Vamana Deva 开始扩展他的身体。
And his steps are becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and his legs becoming bigger and bigger and bigger.
然后他的腿变得越来越大，越来越长，越来越长。
So with one step, he covered everything within the universe.
他用一步就覆盖了宇宙中的一切。
Everything was covered.
所有的一切就被他的一步覆盖了。
With a second step, all the open space between everything that exists was covered.
他用第二步就覆盖了宇宙之外的外太空的一切。
And Bali Maharaj was watching everything with great amazement, and he was seeing how everything that exists was in the body of Brahmanadev.
然后 Bali Maharaj 惊愕不已地看到了眼前所发生的一切，他看到了宇宙当中所存在的一切全都栖息在 Brahmanadev 巨大的身体当中。
So actually, I didn't say very well, but with the first step, he covered the lower and middle planetary systems and everything in between. And with the second step, he covered all the different heavenly planetary systems.
那么实际上是这样子的。Brahmanadev 用他的第一步就覆盖了宇宙的低
lower
宇宙的
planetary.
Yeah, 就是低等的星系还有这个地球星系之间的一切，包括地球星系。然后他用第二步就覆盖了地球以上的这个高等星系的一切。
So nothing remained for the third step.
所以呢，没有什么剩下来能够实现第三步的土地的这个承诺。
So all the demigods, all the great sages were worshipping, glorifying the Supreme Lord. This is not ordinary Brahmana.
所有的半仙人，所有伟大的圣人们，开始崇拜这位年轻的婆罗门，他们觉悟到了，这个年轻的婆罗门可不是一般的婆罗门。
He is the Supreme Lord himself.
他就是至尊歌手神本人。
And he came in the form of a brahmachari beggar to take away all the possessions of Bali Maharaj.
他前来以一个 brahmachari 乞丐的形象显现，就是为了拿走 Bali Maharaj 所拥有的一切。
And because Bali Maharaj was always truthful and always gave charity, so Bali Maharaj lost everything.
因为 Bali Maharaj 总是非常真诚，说真话，所以他承诺，履行了他的诺言，把一切都给予了他。于是 Bali Maharaj 失去了一切。
So the demons associates of Bali Maharaj also realized that Bali Maharaj was cheated by Lord Vishnu.
Bali Maharaj 的所有的这些同友们、同党们、其他的恶魔们，他们也意识到了 Bali Maharaj 被这个年轻的婆罗门被他欺骗，拿走了一切。
So we have to punish this Bali Maharaj.
所以呢，我们要惩罚这个 Bali Maharaj.
Because he has cheated.
因为他上当受骗了。
So they took their weapons.
于是其他的恶魔们拿起他们的武器。
And they wanted to kill Brahmanadev.
然后他们想要杀死 Brahmanadev.
But how could they kill Brahmanadev?
但是他们怎么能够杀死 Brahmanadev 呢？
Brahmanadev at that time had already resumed his little form as a Brahmana.
那个时候，就在那一刻 ，Brahmanadev 已经收回了他巨大的形象，又还原成样子小小的。诸如婆罗门的形象。
And all these demons wanted to kill this little boy.
所有的在场的其他的恶魔们就想要杀死这个小小的男孩。
But then all the associates of Lord Vishnu, they all came there, and they with their weapons, they prevent the demons from approaching Vamanadeva.
然后呢，主 Vishnu 的所有的同僚们都来到了现场，他们手里拿着各自的武器，要跟这个手持武器的婆罗那些恶魔们对战。
And they start killing all the demons.
然后他们开始杀，他们杀死了所有的恶魔。
So when Bali Maharaj saw that all his soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he asked them to stop fighting.
当 Bali Maharaj 看到他的这些恶魔们的恶魔同友们被主 Vishnu 的同友们拿起武器杀死的时候，他阻止恶魔们不要，阻止他们停止作战。
So, I have promised. Then Bali Maharaj, he still wanted to satisfy Lord Vishnu.
Bali Maharaj 说到了，我已经许下诺言了，所以 Bali Maharaj 仍然想要去满足 Vishnu 提出的条件，提出的愿望。
So Vamanadeva told him, "So you have promised to give me 3 steps of land, but I occupied everything you have with 2 steps. Where I should put my 3rd step?"
于是 Vamanadeva 对 Bali Maharaj 说到了，你已经承诺要给予我3部土地的布施，但是我只用2部就覆盖了一切，那第三步我应该把这第三步放在哪里呢？
So because you are not able to satisfy your promise, you have to go to the hellish planets like your spiritual master Shukracharya told you.
所以因为你没有兑现你的承诺，所以呢你必须要去到地狱般的境况当中，就像你的灵性导师苏卡恰亚跟你说的那样。
Because you have promised and you cannot fulfill your promise, so you must live for some time in hellish life.
因为你给出承诺，但是呢又没有实现你的承诺，所以呢你必须要在地狱的星球上去居住一段时间。
Then Bali Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you are the most worshipable. If you think that I have my promise was false, then I have to rectify this."
然后 Bali Maharaj 说到了，哦，至尊主啊，您是最值得崇拜的人。如果您认为我没有实现，如果您认为我错了，我没有实现我的诺言，我需要纠正的话。
I cannot allow my promise to be false.
我不能够允许我的承诺失败了。
So please place your 3rd lotus foot step on my head.
所以请将您的莲花足放在我的头顶上吧。
So in this way, Bali Maharaj did the most deep practice Atma Nivedanam, surrendered completely, not only his possessions, but surrendered himself completely to the Lord.
所以就这样 Bali Maharaj 他履行了Atma Nivedana 这一服务，他不仅将自己所拥有的一切奉献给了至尊主，而且他将自己的身心灵全都奉献给了至尊主。
And he considered himself greatly fortunate.
并且呢，他认为自己是非常非常幸运的。
At that time, Prahlad Maharaj appeared there.
就在那个时候 Prahlada Maharaj 出现在现场。
Beautiful form, very tall, with lotus eyes, with a dark complexion.
Prahlada Maharaj 她身材高大，非常的俊美，肤色黝黑，眼如莲花。
At that time, Bali Maharaj had been arrested. I forgot to mention, had been arrested by the ropes of Varuna, the celestial snake, by ordered by Vamanadev.
在那个时候，巴里马哈拉吉已经被逮捕了，被 Vamanadev 的 Varuna 蛇神给捆绑起来了。
So he could, he could not, now he was totally bound, he could not offer respect to his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj.
因为他浑身上下都是被绳索捆绑的，所以呢，他不能够恰当的去向他的祖父 Prahlad Maharaj 致以恰当的敬意。
Prahlad Maharaj came in front of the Lord and offered his obeisance by falling in the floor.
Prahlad Maharaj 前来去到至尊主面前匍匐在地向至尊主顶拜。
My dear Lord, in the past, you gave this Bali Maharaj the great opulence to occupy the heavenly kingdom, and now, by your grace, you came and you have taken everything away from him.
我亲爱的主啊，在以前，你由于您的仁慈，你让巴利占据拥有了一切，甚至占据了天堂星球的王位。但现在又记着你的仁慈，您前来将他所拥有的一切拿走。
Because when he was in his exalted position as King of Heaven.He fall into ignorance, into darkness, even ignorance. Now you are very merciful. You came to him again by taking away all his opulence.
他占据了天堂王国的王位，陷入到了愚昧的黑暗无知当中。现在又急着您的仁慈，您前来将他的这一切全部拿走。
Yes. So Lord Vamanadev, they decided to put Bali Maharaj in a very special place in hellish planets.
然后 Vamanadev 决定将 Bali Maharaj 遣送到地狱。范围当中的一个非常特殊的星球上。
Until Bali Maharaj next life attains the position of King of Heaven, for now he should live on hellish planet called Sutala.
Bali Maharaj 下一辈子会成为天堂的国王鹰爪。但是现在他必须要居住在地狱的苏塔拉这个星球上。
But this is a planet that was made by Vishvakarma according to my order.
啊，但是这个地方呢是Vishvakarma 按照我的命令去建造的。
This planet is completely protected by me.
而且这个星球苏塔拉这个星球由我来受到我的保护。
It's a planet free from mental or bodily miseries.
苏塔拉这个星球受到保护，免于身体和心智的痛苦。
It's a planet better than the planets of the demigods.
苏塔拉这个星球甚至比半神人们的星球更好。
So you go, Bali Maharaj, you go and you live there peacefully surrounded by your friends and relatives.
所以 Bali Maharaj, 你去到这个星球上平静地居住着，你的身边会围绕着你的亲朋好友。
In that planet, the demigods or even ordinary people, nobody can conquer you.
在那个星球上，半神人没有其他人能够征服你。
The demons cannot enter in that planet.
恶魔们是进入不了这个星球的。
And I will be always with you as the gate guard.
而且我会一直跟你在一起，我作为看门人一直跟你在一起。
So this was the great fortune the Vamana Deva gave to Bali Maharaj.
所以他看到了 Vamana Deva 给予了 Bali Maharaj 巨大的幸运，巨大的祝福。
The first reason, because he was connected with Prahlad Maharaj and had received the blessings of Narasimha Dev.
为什么呢？是因为 Bali Maharaj 跟 Prahlad Maharaj 息息相连，而 Prahlad Maharaj 从 Narasimha Dev 那里获得了祝福。
So because of the power of devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj had a very good heart.
因为由于 Prahlad Maharaj 他的奉爱之心，所以 Bali Maharaj 内心是如此的崇高。
Even though he was born, was the leader of the demons, was born in a demon family, he was always very charitable and always had a devotion to the Lord, and he was truthful, and he never failed in his promise, and he worshipped the Lord Vamana when Lord Vamana came to his place, and by the association of Lord Vamana, his heart became completely pure and developed love of Krishna.
那么巴利马哈拉吉因为他这个帕拉德马哈拉吉的奉爱，所以他的内心是如此的崇高，即便是他诞生在恶魔的家庭当中，即便他是恶魔的首领，但是他总是非常的真诚，总是信守诺言，他总是乐善好施。当 Vamana Dev 前来的时候，他服务了 Vamana Dev， Bali Maharaj 总是服务至尊歌手神，因为由于 Vamana Dev 前来，所以他服务了 Vamana Dev， 因此他的内心被就是这种纯粹的爱被得以发展出来。
So we should not count on this special mercy because we were not born in a family of exalted devotees.
We should not count
with this special mercy because we were not born in a family of exalted devotees.
因为我们没有诞生在非常崇高的奉献者的家庭当中，所以呢，我们无法去获得这样特殊的恩赐。
But we can also receive the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna by following the sadhana bhakti, following all the instructions of our spiritual masters.
但是我们通过履行 sadhana bhakti， 通过去遵守灵性导师给我们的训示，我们也能够去获得Srila Prabhupada 的 Krishna 的仁慈。
And then we can also attain perfection in this lifetime.
如此我们在这一辈子也能够达到完美的境界。
But for the time being, we have to work hard.
但是到目前我们要非常非常的努力。
And we can pray to Shivamana Deva today that Shivamana Deva also takes away all our material desires and all hindrances, all obstacles that prevent us from surrendering to him.
而且我们今天在 Vamana Deva 的请仙日可以向主 Vamana Dev 祈祷主 Vamana Dev 拿走去除掉阻碍我们从事奉爱服务的那些物质的欲望，去除掉阻碍我们从事奉爱服务的那些障碍。
OK, we stop here.
好，我们今天就讲到这里。
If you have any questions, Sati can keep the questions for the next time.
如果有问 Sati，如果有谁问问题的话，可以把这些问题留到下一课，好吗？
We don't have time for questions now.
因为今天没有时间来进行提问和回答了。
Jai. Shivamana Deva ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you everybody for being there.
非常感谢大家参加这样的讲课。
Thank you for being so patient.
谢谢大家如此耐心的聆听。
A special thank you to Surabhi, Mataji, who came today to help us in the translation.
尤其是感谢 Surabhi, Mataji 今天来帮助做这个翻译。
And a special thank you also to Sati to organize our Sangha.
尤其是感谢 Sati 组织了我们的这样的网上联谊。
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shivamanadeva ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Krishna. 非常感谢阿叔精彩的讲解。非常感谢大家这个积极的参与聆听。希望我们今天多多的去聚在一起做服务取悦。通过我们的灵性导师，通过我们的使徒传系的阿恰亚们，取悦我们的至尊歌手神 Vamana Dev Hare Krishna， 感谢大家，感谢大家给我这个服务的机会。Hare Krishna。